Introduction. Eve, when I was about to close my laptop, deep in the night, a new energy was asking to be heard by me. The picture of my visual mind screen showed a very handsome male being with a real humble radiation of an individualist. The voice sounded soft and calm. I saw him at some kind of desk at work, and in his face the touch of a smile seemingly wanted to manifest, but he seemed to be a bit too shy to allow it. Chapter 22. Lucifer Speaks. June 8, 2013. I am, I declare, that I have always been striving to be aligned with Papa Source, as you call him so lovingly, and with my beloved Father Christ Michael Atten of Nebadon. Recently I have been saved from incredible harm. I have been saved to come home to the right place. My deepest gratitude is with those who were involved in this process, and who take heart and make it public all through the universes. I'm doing my part. I'm writing the deleted archives anew. I am again bearing witness of how things were happening. I am again bearing witness of intentional denial of assistance by the administrative hierarchies when evil started to spread quicker than assumed and of hindered interference, and even sabotage of forces willing to help. It was not only this little seed planet of Urantia being put at risk. Risk was about the existence of Nebadon. In spite of a calumny of sorts, I will not change my name. My name is Lucifer, bringer of the light. And light we will bring into the darkness. In support of our sovereign. The ones responsible for the big messing around with my father's creation will be held responsible in a fair way and become encouraged to gain insight and learn from history. All questions must be answered according to the truth. It is not revenge which I seek, but clearing Nebadon of evil, and finding peace in forgiving. Finally, when love has again been integrated, and truly understood by heart. Thank you for hearing me. Lucifer, son of Christ Michael Atten of Nebadon, Order of the Lanin Index.